you're tuned in to the Voice of the Cape, and this is Breakfast Beat.
So 24 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning. And of course, we move along to our next feature. Now, a national strike is expected or to happen within the funeral industry from today until Wednesday. And those within the funeral sector have vowed not to collect corpses after the government failed to respond to the demands that were made. But of course, the big question, you know, that has been happening in our community once they heard about this national strike within the funeral sector is, what impact will it be having on the janazas or our janazas during this time? So we thought we'd chat to a few people just to get a sort of insight on the matter, because I believe the Central Islamic Trust also put out a statement stating that there will be a national undertaker strike taking place between the 14th and 16th of September, and that there would be a delay in terms of janazas, but that precautions would be taken as well. So joining us online this morning is the vice chairperson of the National Undertakers Forum, and that is Mr. Ahmed Parik. Mr. Parik, assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and salam to all our the listeners of the Voice of the Cape, and good morning to you as well.
Now, Mr. Parik, just in terms of, you know, in a broad spectrum, the funeral sector embarking on the strike, what exactly does it all mean?
This strike has been brewing for the last, from 2016 to now. We've been asking the government from the 8 government entities that there's a whole lot of legislations need to be rectified, have to be amended, and they have not been doing anything, and they're just dragging this matter from one year to another, and they have now come to a stage, it has come head on, till we get some answers from the government. It will not only impact the funeral industry, the non-Muslim funeral industry, but it will have an impact on our Muslim way that we do our burials and everything. There's a lot of issues that they are want to put into place, and they have not given us answers. So therefore, the 8 entities of the government, we are asking them to speed up and give us the information that we are required. And also, the big criteria is that, you know, 500 billion was put aside for COVID burials, and to date, none of the undertakers or none of the Muslim burial organization has got paid. As of last night, 875 Muslim has passed away in the country. So this fund should have been gone to the organizations or the various services that who are doing this. Because if the funds were available, then obviously they need to get paid. So this is, but the Mr. issue Parik, is not about the money. It's not about the COVID money that we are fighting for. What we are saying, the 8 entities of the government need to, especially Home Affairs and the traditional government and the other components of the government, need to come to the party and say what they're going to do.
Yeah.
From 2016, they're giving us gifts here. This is the whole issue.
In a nutshell, Mr. Parik, in a nutshell, what exactly are these demands that government has failed to respond to?
The demands are that the legislation in Home Affairs, especially the smaller undertakers, non-Muslim undertakers, they have to comply with a whole lot of things. There's a lot of red tape in that for them to comply. So they're depriving of them. They're depriving the smaller undertakers. These are the issues that they are faced with. And in fact, we are fighting from 2016 regarding they need to amend some of this legislation and make it easy. And even our Muslim burial services, they need to write to become a registered compliant certificate holder. They need to sign an exam. They have to write at Home Office. By the time you get down to it and get the appointment from Home Office, these things are taking too long. There's a whole lot of host of things that we are faced with, and the government is not doing anything about it. And this is why we have come to this stage at this moment.
All right. So now the funeral sector is going to be striking this week, I believe, as of today, if I'm not mistaken. How exactly does that affect our Muslim janazas?
Now, far as that is concerned, yes, we had fortunately, with the help of Allah and through your people's duas, that, you know, I have been serving on the as the vice chair of the Undertakers Forum. Now the question most of them yourself and others will ask, what Ahmed Faraq is doing in a non-Muslim forum? Mm-hmm. Now the reason I have taken legal opinion as well as Sharia opinion from the ulama, and I've been here in this organization for many years, is whenever legislation is being passed, anything to do with funerals in the country, and this industry, the vast industry, because we, you know, their slogan is, they might be poor, but they have got the numbers behind them. So that is the slogan they are using at the moment in this campaign from today. They are poor, but they got the numbers behind them. So now it is more a numbers issue that whenever a legislation comes before government, because of the numbers they have, they just pass it. So that's the reason I'm there, to protect our deen and protect the Muslim burial services throughout the country. If there's any legislation, it comes before government, I put a block to make sure that it is according to the rules of Sharia, is not going to affect it for anything in one of the legislation they're going to be passing. So that is a big plus factor by me being there in that organization. For us today, from today to Wednesday, what's going to happen to the Muslim dead? If you have any, we pray and we all need to make dua that in the next couple of days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. There's no deaths taking place in the country to obviate this issue. What will happen is, we are standing with the Undertakers Forum as well as all these. The 17 associations have come together and have brought this thing to a standstill. So there will not be any hearses on the road or anything, whether it can be Muslim hearse or non-Muslim hearse or any hearse. There's no one to see any hearse on the road. I have made it very, very clear from Tuesday last week to them that, you know what, we have got a special way, and the way we bury quick as possible in terms of our Sharia, hasten to us the cemetery quick as possible. So I have already brought that to the attention. I said, what happens in a natural causes where a person passes away?
Mr. Parak, I'm going to ask you to hold the line. It's just gone 7:30. We want to get our headlines. We're also going to be speaking to Mr. Ibrahim Solomons, chairperson of the Western Cape Undertakers Forum, but we'll continue this conversation.
The best way to get you going. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabra Sheikh Essop. Only on The Voice of the Cape.
7:33 is where we're at, and we are speaking about the funeral sector nationally that will be embarking on a strike this week. We do have online Mr. Ahmed Parak, the Vice Chairperson of the National Undertakers Forum, as well as the Chairperson of the Western Cape Undertakers Forum, and that is Mr. Ibrahim Solomon. Mr. Parak, we have about 30 seconds to go, and just to wrap up really quickly before we move along to our next guest, is in terms of janazas that take place this week, will janazas be taking place or not this week?
Janazas, if it's natural causes, obviously it is left to on all the burial organization, how they handle their sector in their province, how they're going to do it. They'll have to make a plan somehow or the other, because we do not have storage facilities or anything like that. So therefore, each organization, all the burial services, they will have to sort their own issues out there. But we have put in place ways that they will be able to do the janazas, but the hospitals as well as the morgue, they won't be able to release, because their body can stay for till Wednesday.
All right.
They have got cold room facilities, and that's what they can they'll have to do. In fact, if you got Ibrahim, tell Ibrahim Solomon, salam alaikum. I was one of the architects in sorting his things out about 2 years ago. Ibrahim, salam alaikum.
Mr. Solomon, are you with us?
I am with you. Alaikum salam to Ahmed Faraq, and assalamu alaikum to your listeners.
All right. So that was Mr. Ahmed Faraq there as well, the Vice Chairperson of the National Undertakers Forum. Just painting the picture for us, G, I believe you are going to be speaking with Mr. Ibrahim Solomons.
Yes, actually, we just wanted to get Mr. Solomon's comment as well. I mean, he's been listening in on the whole interview. And it's important that we get somebody from the Western Cape a little bit more closer to home to understand what it is and how it is that will be happening in the Western Cape. I mean, I was listening and they were saying, you know, no janazas, etc. for the next 2 days, you know, resources, etc. And already 3 janazas have rocked up at the studios of the Voice of the Cape. Okay. So how is it that it's going to happen in the Western Cape? Mr. Solomon, chairperson of the Western Cape Undertakers Firm, Salaam Alaikum. And
Assalamualaikum
warahmatullahi
to you, Kulam, and to your listeners.
Shukran so much for joining us. Just very quickly, you know, from the Western Cape Undertakers Forum side, you know, how are things going to be managed now?
Kulam, firstly, this particular strike or shutdown will obviously be infringing on our religious rights to bury as soon as possible. So, in fact, this strike, I heard of it, or we, the Western Cape Muslim Undertakers Forum, heard of it about 2 weeks ago. It was called by an unknown organization or individual in KwaZulu-Natal. But there was absolutely no clear guidelines as to how the strike would take place. So really, amongst the undertakers, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim, because I serve on different platforms with non-Muslims, there is no clear guidelines as to how the strike is concerned. So we've taken the stand. Many of the organizations in the Western Cape have taken the stand that we are not going to join the shutdown or the strike.
Okay, so from the Western Cape, people in the Western Cape will be fine. Whoever approaches the Undertakers Forum in the Western Cape, they shouldn't have any issue with burying, you know, the loved ones, you know, during this next 2 days or let's say a week.
I don't think that any of the different entities will refuse you to bury. We've spoken to Parks and Recreation, and they've said that the cemeteries are open. We can go and bury. Department of Home Affairs is open. And like Ahmed Farooq has said, that we don't store bodies. So if we collect a body and we go and bury, we will do that as per normal.
And talk to us about, you know, if you were to get pushback from those who are on strike.
Well, look, we don't, like I said, that there was absolutely no clear guidelines given to us in the Western Cape. It originated in KZN, and I think that most of or all of the strike action will take place that side.
Okay, and also with regards to, you know, so now you've got janaza here in the Western Cape, that's okay, that can, you know, it will still be in process, so there won't be any other issue with regards to that. But if you were to look at the demands that was requested from government, would you agree then with those demands?
Well, there's many things that the Western Cape Muslim Undertakers Forum agree with, but lots of it does not affect us as Muslims. For example, the underwriters that we don't make use of, or the fact that the so-called white-owned funeral homes, such as the F-Bobs and the Dubs, that been monopolizing with contracts with the government department. All those things don't affect us as Muslims, really. But one particular big issue is that of the registrations of undertakers and registrars, where we had to go and attend a workshop and write an exam. So that one could receive designation certificates and designation numbers. In 2016, this all came up, where we had to go and do that, and lots of our older undertakers went to go and write an exam, and they still haven't received their designation numbers, because one particular thing is now that there's a demand from Department of Health and Home Affairs that an undertaker must have a COC, a certificate of competency,
right,
for a particular facility where they are going to store their bodies. So they're not issuing that if you don't have a certificate of competence.
So that is one of the concerns that you agree with.
That is one of the concerns that we agree with.
Okay. And in terms of support from government with regards to COVID protocols and stuff like that, because I know that Mr. Paruk mentioned something like that as well.
Yes. You see, as far as the money is concerned, I don't know. I'm still trying to get my head around the whole thing as to where this has been a story that's been out there that the government is going to pay undertakers. Here again, I think maybe as far as the PPE and things like this, because it costs a hell of a lot of money for us as undertakers to have to make use of PPE. So the undertakers is demanding some sort of relief.
Okay, let's leave it at that and see how this thing plays out. Mr. Ibrahim Solomon, chairperson of the Western Cape Undertakers Forum.